When you ask most Hawaii visitors what they plan to do first, the answer you're likely to hear is hit the beach. But a high number of drownings have led state officials to make sure tourists are enjoying the water safely. Kauai in particular has been hit hard. It already has 11 drownings this year. That's over twice as many than were reported in 2012. This concerns Sue Konoho, executive director of the Kauai Visitors Bureau.
We're at our annual average right now, and it's only April. Most of them have been visitors, which has been very unfortunate. Some of them could have been avoided, and there's a lot of education that I think visitors need to understand before they venture out into nature. Nature's beautiful and wonderful, but it's also very powerful.
Monty Downs is an emergency room physician at Wilcox Memorial Hospital. Distressed by the number of drowning victims he saw, Downs decided to get involved with promoting ocean safety. He's now the president of the Kauai Lifeguards Association.
Our big problem is how many remote and unguarded beaches we have. We've had 11 drownings this year, zero at lifeguarded beaches. There's a lot of beaches that people like to go to that are off the beaten path and that are unguarded. That's a big problem.
It's a problem that Downs would like to see change. Kauai only has 10 lifeguarded beaches, and with limited resources, it's hard to find the funding to put up more towers.
One staff lifeguard tower to run it 7 days a week, 365 days a year, it requires actually five hires to keep three people at it. What I'm getting at is that to put up one new tower costs the county like $400,000 a year.
But Downs says recent efforts to inform visitors are an important step in the right direction. Last week, Lihue Airport debuted a six-minute water safety video. It will play continuously on four monitors in the baggage claim area. The Senate has also stepped in, introducing a resolution aimed at educating visitors through a warning video that would be shown on all flights to Hawaii. Hawaii Tourism Authority President and CEO Mike McCartney is currently working with different airline companies. He sees this as an opportunity to reach visitors before they get here.
Enjoying Hawaii also means being smart about it and being safe. So everyone wants to work on this, and many, many people want to help. We are working hard to get them done the right way and get them out as quickly as possible. The sooner, the better.
While it's unclear when these videos will be shown on flights, McCartney is hopeful they will begin airing on planes by the end of the year. Molly Solomon for HPR News.